Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Jumping Monkeys would like to thank CashFly for the bandwidth for this podcast. CacheFly.com. CashFly. This is Jumping Monkeys with Megan Maroney and Leo Laporte. Episode 28 for December 22nd, 2007. Brian Niles of PTA Tech Corner. Jumping Monkeys is proudly brought to you by Audible.com for your free audiobook. Some great kids' books, too. Visit audible.com/monkeys. And by Kajit, the pay-as-you-go cell phone service that's right for kids and right for parents, affordable and totally customizable. No long-term contracts. See Kajit at your local Target or find out more at Kajit.com. K-A-J-E-E-T.com. It's time for Jumpin' Monkeys.
I thought you were going to stop doing that.
I can't.
What's wrong with the J?
Jumpin' Monkeys.
Thank you.
I like it with a yumpin'. The show that talks about parenting in the digital age. I'm Leo Laporte.
And I'm Megan Maroney.
And we are here just minutes before Christmas.
Minutes.
Well, 3 days.
Hanukkah is over.
Do you count Saturday and Sunday as shopping days when you say how many shopping days there are till Christmas?
You know, those don't mean anything to me anymore because I just shop online.
Every day's a shopping day, yeah. And every night.
I don't actually think I've bought a single.
What?
I did buy a few things locally.
Three more shopping days till Christmas. Maybe two, depending on when you're listening to this.
Yeah. Maybe none.
Maybe none.
Next Christmas by the time you listen to this. We hope not, though.
So there could be 365 shopping days till Christmas. You got lots of time.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the solution.
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't, I haven't either. But see, I have an excuse. We're not going to be in town.
Right.
Kind of still have to give them gifts, though. So.
No, I think I'm actually... did I say I wasn't done? I think I'm done.
You're only going to give three gifts?
No, I said I got three gifts locally.
Oh.
In the store.
I misunderstood. So you have done your shopping.
I'm done with my shopping, yes.
You're kidding. Really?
Yes. Uh-huh. I'm not done with my Christmas cards yet.
Why is it women are so good at this? Is this a male-female thing?
I think it must be.
How's Marco doing?
He's horrible. Well, he doesn't get anything. I mean,
okay,
I think he's going to get me a camera. But I think when I say get me a camera, he means I need to do the research and pick out the camera that I want. And it's very practical. He's like, I don't want to get you one you don't want. But I'm like, I don't want to do the research myself. He's like, you're better. You know more about this. I know, but that doesn't mean I don't want.
Next time, tell him to call me. And I've already done this for several people, and I'll tell him what to get.
Yeah.
And it might be wrong, but it doesn't matter. He can blame me then.
Yeah.
That's really the point.
Yeah.
You know, we're gun shy as husbands because so many of the things we get for you gals mm-hmm. are returned or rejected.
That's true.
I think
keep on trying.
You've demoralized us. We no longer can buy gifts.
Well, you know, I found in the back of my closet a sweater that Marco gave to me in 1994, which was, I don't know, a million years ago.
Yeah.
And I like it. I wore it. I was like, can you believe I got
this
sweater?
Yeah, but the point is, for 13 years, he thought you hated it. So that's what I'm saying right now here. See, and here's my thing. I get clothes for Jennifer that I like, which means they're too tight.
Oh.
She doesn't want to wear them. Because she likes to wear baggy clothes. She doesn't want to show off her fantastic physique. But I want more of it. And so I give her tighter. You know, I gave her a beautiful cashmere sweater. But frankly, she can't wear it in public.
Oh.
It's too bad.
It's too bad.
So, and I'm reduced to, and I can't buy diamonds anymore after Blood Diamond. I'm not buying jewelry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what am I going to get her?
Yeah. You haven't gotten her anything yet?
No. I got her a trip to Egypt. Doesn't that count?
What about...
That doesn't count, does it?
You could make her a calendar with pictures of the kids.
It's not too late to do that.
Maybe even pictures of the kids when they were little so she can remember what it was like back then.
Yeah, because most of the pictures of the kids now are them sneering.
Yeah.
Isn't that... It's really true. Yeah. They sneer now.
Yeah. You know, this is going to seem weird that I haven't bought anything in an Apple store in a really long time, but I haven't until recently. I got Marco a little thing that he could attach his iPod to the car stereo.
That's a good gift.
Yeah. Does she have an iPod?
No.
Well, I thought everybody in your family had iPods.
She could have had one many times.
Right, because you gave us one that you didn't
I know.
Anymore.
She There's plenty of iPods floating around, but she doesn't have her own iPod.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know how to use it. So maybe that would be
good.
Get her
an iPod.
Because for the trip, then she could listen on the plane. We got 10 hours of plane.
Get her an iPod.
Now and maybe all three of them could have like an iPod.
Yeah. But yeah, but I don't even know why I'm saying this, because everyone listening to this already knows that there's no registers at the Apple store. But I thought that was fascinating. Like
no cash registers?
Yeah, like you just walk up and...
What do they do? You...
Have you not bought anything in an Apple store?
Yeah,
lately?
But what I don't...
Well, he just has this thing on his belt at the one in San Francisco. And, you know, he just pointed it at the thing. Like, I was like, where's the cash register? Where's the cash register? And, you know, and this guy was like, oh, well, I can rung it up. And
I
then,
think there's a cash register.
I don't know. There didn't look like one. And then he said, is this your email address? And I said yes, because he just got it from my credit card, because it's the credit card I use on the iTunes store. And he's like, well, we can email you the receipt.
They did do that to me.
And
yeah, the
like,
last
fantastic.
iPod I bought. But if you can go to a place where there is a cash register.
Yeah, I mean, because some people might be paying cash, right? But
not for an iPhone.
You
they
can't?
Don't take cash for iPhones.
Interesting.
Because of the black market on iPhones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it was, and then you know, my friend was like, you're just going to let us walk out with this? You know, there's no, like,
oh, we've
thing.
Got your payment.
Yeah.
Don't you worry about that.
But, yeah, but he was like, do you want me to walk with you to the door?
Oh, isn't that cute? Well, that's neat.
Yeah.
Now, so. It's very high tech. They're smart. They have got the retail experience down, mm-hmm. I think. They know what they're doing. And it's been a success. When they opened, I said, it's a terrible idea. Gateway was just starting to close its stores. It was a big flop for Gateway. But but Apple knows how to do the retail experience.
This was the tiny little store on Chestnut Street in San Francisco. Yeah. The new one just opened.
Yeah, brand new. It's mm-hmm. all that time Steve Jobs spent working at Nordstrom. I think he really learned how to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
In between. You remember, because Scully forced him out at Apple. And Steve didn't have a job,
so he
went to work
Nordstrom.
At Nordstrom for a few years, and then he came back to Apple. But it was that I think that working at Nordstrom really did. Well, wait a minute, maybe it wasn't Nordstrom, maybe it was Pixar. Well, anyway.
Today we're going to talk to Brian Niles of the PTA Tech Corner, ptatechcorner.com.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a regular dad like you or another dad.
He's just like me. He even looks like me.
Yeah. He actually looks a little like Dvorak, I think. But
yeah,
it's, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
And he started, he just started this site to help parents, you know, learn more about technology and know at least as much as their kids, if not maybe even a little more. So
I think that's a great idea. It's something I've wanted to do for a long time. I never got around to doing. Thank goodness he did.
Yes. So now we're at the spend, save, give.
This is the part of the show I love so very much.
The spend. You know, the trendy kid t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's very January 2007. But this one, my boys are starting preschool next month.
So I had to get them. What's it say?
It's... babyrockapparel.com, and the t-shirt says, what happens in preschool stays in preschool.
You know, you can never get too many of those.
No, you can't.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And if it brings a smile to the preschool teacher's lips. What do Milo and Huck think, though?
Well, they don't know what
they have
it
no
means.
Idea what it
no.
means.
But I think, and I'm not going to get them. They're not going to be able to wear the t-shirt on the same day. I think one of them is going to go to school in that, and the other one is going to go out in the Entourage Hug It Out t-shirt.
Now, where do you come down on the dress in twins alike issue?
I think we've discussed this before. I don't dress them alike. If on occasion they have both demanded the same shirt,
we've talked about this before, but it's changed now because now they're going to school.
Right. Now, I don't think, you know, Carolyn, who you remember her,
uh-huh.
she's sort of a taskmaster. And I think
she wouldn't like it.
No, not only will they not be able to dress alike, she wants me to write each day when I sign them in who's wearing which color.
Oh, that's clever. Well, she could actually. That's nice because she could have you write it on their hand, their name. Or
right.
Something.
Yeah.
So
or
at least
name
she's
tag
doing it
or something.
Subtly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she will know. Oh, Hilo's in muck. I mean, Hilo's in yellow.
Right.
Huck's in purple. And okay, and she'll know.
Yeah.
And she's smart that way.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. I wonder how long they're going to last. I'm just going to say right here,
how
if they get kicked out, it's not my fault.
You think they're going to get kicked out?
I don't know. They're young. I mean, they're going to be young. They're going to be in a class. It's, you know, it's Montessori, so it's mixed ages. They're going to be with kids that might be almost five.
Are they still biting?
Is this recording?
Okay, you don't have to say anymore.
Each other, not others.
Oh,
but they
okay.
still push. And I don't know. I think, you know, Carolyn keeps saying, well, if they're anything like Annabella, they'll be fine.
Oh, they're not going to be anything like Annabella.
Not gonna be. But,
if they're anything
but they're
like
very
Annabella.
Verbal. So, and she sees them every morning when I drop off. And, you know, they kind of throw a fit when they have to leave in the morning. And she sees that. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Well,
they might not be ready, but they're potty trained.
That's
so.
Isn't that like the main thing is that they just don't want to change the diaper?
Yeah. I think they're not licensed to change diapers. I think that's the problem. So, all right.
You have to have a license.
So this is baby.
This cracks me up. You have to have a license to change diapers. Not as a parent.
Like
no.
It's a health issue, I think.
Let me see some of these other ones.
Baby
Drama
Rock Apparel.
Queen. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Chick good. Magnet.
Uh huh. Yep.
I may be small, but I'm in charge. No, I don't want to see that in that kid. Sorry, boys. I only date rock stars. No, do not get that for your child. Good boy, bad boy, skulls. Oh, I see. It's a tattoo. It's like a good boy on one side of that. Okay. You can give that to Milo and Huck. Lock up your daughters. Now, see, I don't like those.
You don't.
I don't want to see the kids be sexualized.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah, no. But what happens in preschool stays in preschool is not.
That's great.
No.
Pirates ahoy. No paparazzi. That's cute.
Yeah.
I could see a grandma giving that to the kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rolling with my peeps.
Does it have a little peep? Like the Easter peep?
It should have a peep.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah.
I don't think it does. Looks like a guitar and a motorcycle. T-shirt. Cherish thy father.
That's weird, too.
Yeah. So it's hard to come up with, you know, 20 great slogans, but they got the one that really counts.
Yeah.
What happens in preschool stays in preschool.
Yeah, that should be our slogan. What happens on Jumpy Monkeys stays on Jumpy Monkeys.
Well, if we don't get more listeners, that might be true, unfortunately.
Tell your friends. All right. Are we on save? Okay. Yeah. Here is something interesting. Price Protector. Have you heard of this?
No.
It's Price Protector without the last O. In the web 2.5.0 style.
Yes, sir.
You know, those price protection policies, stores will refund your money if, mm-hmm. you know, if the price goes up. Well, this will do it for you.
They handle it all?
Yeah. So you enter where you bought it and then your email address and they'll email you if the price changes.
Because,
you know, the places never like contact you.
Oh, they don't tell you.
Yeah.
Wow. So and they support 72 stores, including the Apple Store, Best Buy, Circuit City, Costco, Amazon, for our Canadian friends, Future Shop. Wow.
It's interesting. My dad, this is his thing. He loves to do this. Like when he buys something and if they have the price protection, like every day, it's like his first thing he does is like, see if the price has changed. And he's made a lot of money.
Yeah.
He's not retired. He's sort of retired.
He's made a lot of money doing that?
Yeah, just like, you know, he all like a big screen
What's
TV.
A lot of money?
I don't know. Like, you know, prices can drop like $1,000.
I guess.
I don't know.
Especially if they have that double your money back.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. So, I don't know. He's just been doing it for years on every,
you know, but listen, like here's the drop of the day, December 12th, $20 drill Craftsman 1.5-inch impact wrench. Now just $19.99.
No, that's not the drop of the day. I don't know what the drop of the day is.
That's what it says.
Okay.
Here's one. Jeeves and Wooster, the complete series, was $40.96, now $38.99.
Well, it's all automated. Someone's
$1.
Not going through those. And
so I know who is. Your dad is. $16.39, Leapfrog Leapster TV learning system, now just $15.99. You save 40 cents.
Well, if you keep watching it, you know,
maybe it'll go down more.
And if you do it on everything you buy, think about how that adds
up.
Oh,
okay. Here's one. $145. On the SanDisk 4 GB SDHC card. $145. See, now that's, if you bought
that's it. That's how much it dropped.
If you were numbskull enough to buy this thing for $180 and you walk in the door and see it for $35, I could see.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah.
You'd want that money back.
Right.
Huh. Okay.
Check it out for yourself. Price Protector.
I'm liking it. I'm liking it. I'm just not sure it's going to save me a lot of money.
I never promised to save you a lot of money.
But remember, I didn't even know about this stuff. That
you
they protect
even,
the price.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I give them my money, I walk out the door.
You actually pay for things twice sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes
just
you joke, but actually not for fun.
Well,
but
you remember like all your things that you bought. There was a year back maybe 2002, When everything you bought
dropped.
Yeah.
Immediately.
The price dropped they came out with a new, that was your thing. Like you'd buy an iPod and they came out with like a super much better. Well, yeah, that's the early adopter's curse, isn't it?
But see, I figure my relationship with them is done. I've given them my money. They've given me merchandise. I walk out the door. I'm done. I don't want to go back and see them. It's like, I'm done with you.
Right.
Till next time.
Yeah. If they could actually go and get, if Price Protector could go and get your money back for you and then send it to you.
That I'd like. I'll give them 10%.
Okay. Now we're to the give section. Have you heard of the Child's Play charity?
Why do you ask me if I've heard of these? I have heard of nothing. I live in a box underneath my desk until it's time for the show.
Okay, I'm going to start.
I have heard.
Stop asking.
I have not heard of this either. You're making
Penny
me feel
Arcade?
Inadequate.
Penny
I've heard
Arcade?
Of them.
Okay, these Penny Arcade started
Child's Play.
And what they do is you see a map there on the site and you can click on one of those game controllers and you'll go to an Amazon wish list for a hospital somewhere for kids who and you can buy them a game like a game system, whatever they is on
so
their
these
wish
are
list.
Children's hospitals and they want game systems. So here's Children's Hospital Oakland on their wish list, and they have a little registry in Amazon. They would like a Nintendo DS. They would like a painting with air, a Lego. This is neat. Velvet poster.
So it's ways that you can, you can buy these items directly for the kids that are in the hospital, or you can donate to the charity.
That's really nice.
Yeah. And I think, it was sort of, they started it kind of to defend the stereotype of gamers being.
Well, it's not just gaming stuff, though. I mean, it's all sorts of stuff.
Interesting. Like the velvet poster.
Yeah, they have quite a few velvet posters they really want. I think they want to decorate the kids' area. Bananagrams game. See, I wish I could just donate this. This is neat. And then they show how many they would like and how many they've received and what the priority is.
What do you mean, what you wish you could just donate it? Like you have the banana games game?
Yeah.
You could mail it. The address is right there.
Oh, so
I
could do
that. See,
they're
on the left.
Yeah. Oh, could do that. Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, it's usually Amazon wish lists don't have the addresses, but this one does because it's a hospital.
You can buy PayPal. You can just donate some money, as you said.
Yeah, and 2-3% of the donations to Child's Play go to administrative costs. So
$851,000 raised so far.
Yeah, this was recommended by listener Ryan Kohler.
Like
so thank you, Ryan.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to talk to Brian Niles?
I am ready. Brian Niles is the owner and operator of PTA Tech Corner, which is a blog for parents who are trying to keep up with their kids. So this is a really good idea. You help PTAs with technology.
Yeah. Started this, 2005. Been trying to provide some technology assistance to the PTA, to the parents of the community.
I see this all the time where, in fact, this was kind of notorious about, 7 years ago in the Silicon Valley, there was this big move to wire the schools and the companies would come in and all the excited engineers would come in and they'd run wire. They'd put in computers and they'd say, there you go. See ya.
Good luck.
And that's it. And the teachers are going, wait.
Yeah, well, that's happening at home now, too. So the kids are, particularly high-speed internet access at home, and then say, look, Mom and Dad, look what we have. Bye. I'm going to school, and leave it there. And they post all their pictures and things online.
Right.
How could we help them out?
So tell us how you got started with the PTA Tech Corner.
Well, my daughter's elementary school asked me to put together a website for the PTA, and in doing so, they said, hey, you know something about technology. Why don't you write an article for the newsletter? So I wrote an article for the newsletter, and I got so many questions around town when I ran into parents who read it that I figured, let's put it online. So I had already built a few other blogs, and I figured, let's do it in a blog format so people can interact. And just started posting their articles there, and I actually went on hiatus for a little while and for a couple months and saw parents at school one night, and they said, are you still doing that website? I said, okay, I guess I am now. So it's back again, and I started up beginning of the school year again, and it's gotten a lot more traffic this time. So just to, the whole idea was to provide parents with almost basic knowledge of technology. Their kids are just passing them by. And they really need to understand simple things like how are they buying music and where are they getting music from and what should I be worried about when my youngest is on Webkinz or whatever else site that may be. And, of course, the whole Facebook, MySpace thing has been an issue in our town. So it seems to be helping folks out quite a bit.
Yeah, I really like how simple it is. I think, you know, there's a lot of people who know about technology don't necessarily know how to simplify it for people who don't. And I think you do that really well.
Oh, thanks. And I listen to you guys and your podcast both. And
thanks for the plug, by the way. Nice plug in there on your blog.
Hey, I'm having a hard time catching up with all your podcasts. I'm glad you're slowing down for the holidays. but I drive about a half an hour each day, and I try and get to as many as I can. But I like what you do, and I've learned from that of the unique. It's not dumbing it down. It's bringing people up. It's sort of raising everybody's knowledge of some of the capabilities. I think particularly for parents, there's this huge generational gap when it comes to technologies, but especially today's high school parents, where the high schoolers that just live online. I've got a 15-year-old stepson, and he'll be sitting on the sofa, and he'll be surfing online, he'll be on Facebook, he'll be text messaging with one hand, he'll be watching TV, listening to music on his iPod. Oh, and by the way, doing his homework at the same time. Are they actually getting anything done, and what are they doing on Facebook, and what's going on there? And if I could raise some awareness on that and then provide some ideas, like the post I put up here the other day on creating a family website. You know, where do I begin with that? And I even suggested Facebook. Why not? My dad just got on it, and now my dad's my friend on Facebook.
Oh,
that's kind of neat.
My kids won't befriend me, but I guess maybe when they're a little older, huh?
I ran a session for the PTA at the high school and the middle school in our town a few months ago. It's one of the posts in there, and it really was fascinating to hear the questions the parents had: is what are they doing on there, and how do I get to see what it is, and will my kid let me be their friend? And really kind of fascinating. We've had some tragedy in our town. We had two deaths, substance-related deaths in our town in the past year, and of one very public teenage party, unfortunately, which created all sorts of public awareness of the issue with teenagers and substance abuse, and that there were pictures posted from that party, and now the mayor it posted on their MySpace page, and the mayor now goes around at the end of every public session and says, I want to show you the pictures because I think everybody needs to be aware of what's going on. Well, all the questions came out, well, how did they get them up there? Why did the students put them up there? You know, that lack of what's private and what's not is really key. So there was a very interesting session to educate folks. We actually had a panel of four students came and just talked about why do they use Facebook and what do they do there and what can they do there. It was a very interesting exchange. We had a really packed room, and it was fun to see the two of them talking because you don't get that at home as often as you probably would like.
Yeah, yeah.
The privacy issue is a good question. I mean, do you look at your kid's Facebook page?
Well, my stepson, we're friends on Facebook. I do. And there are occasionally times where I've said, you know, Julius, that might not be something you want to put there. And other times I see what he's interested in. And it's really a great relationship that we have in that way. Mm-hmm. As is my wife. She's more of a Facebooker than I am. She's probably got 100 applications installed on Facebook, and I have two.
Oh, she's one of those.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
She's got a long Facebook page. It goes on for miles.
She's older than me, but she acts about 25. So
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, but I think it's neat. I think if you can have that kind of relationship with your kids where it's okay to have that on there. Now, my daughter, she's only 8, so she doesn't have a Facebook page. She says she wants one, but we're going to leave her with Webkinz for the time being, and she's happy with that. But that's another area that I think there are lots of questions, too. We're going to be running a similar session in our town in the spring just for the elementary schools on social networking at the young stage in the elementary school.
That's great.
That'll
That's
be interesting
really
to see how that goes. I have to learn a little bit more. I've got to get a Webkinz. I asked for a Webkinz for Christmas. So I could get my own account and go on there.
So what about like those sites like Club Penguin? Does she use those?
Oh, yeah. Club Penguin is a very, very important. My daughter occasionally will go to an after-school program when I can't pick her up on time or my wife can't get her on time after school. And I'll go up there and all the kids will be in the library around the computers. And you see all the boys on ESPN. And you see all the girls on their Webkinz or clubbing. So it's really fascinating to see that that exchange.
It's such a different world for them. And as adults, we didn't grow up with this and we don't know how to deal with it. And you know, I think a lot of what motivates me to do what I do is just so I can keep up with my kids. I'm one step ahead of them. That's all, though. One step.
It'd probably be a good reason to do it so we can keep our youth, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
So do you have a lot of traffic and questions from people that aren't in your community?
What's interesting, yeah, I do. And, you know, I keep track of the logs and watch the traffic. And it's really very heavy on the East Coast. Not sure why. But it's interesting to see some of the questions that I get. You know what I'm finding with blogs? I don't know if you guys are seeing this. We don't get a lot of people registering comments. And I thought that's kind of interesting.
Now you have comments turned off on a lot of
these. On a lot of them, I do. Some of them, I do it individually. And but I do get a lot of emails from folks because I do have the email contact us on the right hand side.
That's probably a measure of how sophisticated your audience is.
It certainly could be, and that could be part of it.
If you put a phone number in there, you'd really get the calls.
Yeah, I won't do that.
I think it could be a measure of you know, people just wanting to ask you a private question as opposed to posting.
Oh, maybe
it.
That's it also, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Privacy.
I mean, but we do get some very interesting interaction with folks who have questions. And, you know, even in my own town, I get the, you know, stopping when I'm waiting to pick up my daughter. Hey, you know, we just got the computer. Do you know what they're doing? Hey, go check out my post. I did something on that, you know, a while ago. So that's kind of fun. Huh. But, yeah, the email interchange is enough for me. You know, the idea is that this information is agnostic to our PTA. We can do this for any PTA, so I thought I'd put it up there with the idea that anyone could use it. And if they want to use some of the articles for their own newsletter, that's fine. That's great.
So another question that comes up a lot for us is parental controls. You know, which are the best ones, and also whether you should be using them at all, or whether, you know, you should just trust your child. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I did a post recently on that. I think that there's a, first of all, I think you have to have the values in your house. I think you have to decide what are your values there. And some, you know, every kid wants a computer in their own room. Actually, surprisingly, the 8-year-olds that I kind of surveyed, and you'll see it in one of my posts here, the Girl Scouts I was sitting with, and they're all talking about what they want for Christmas. A lot of them wanted laptops. They didn't mention a computer. They wanted a laptop. So they want to be able to get around the house. But, you know, in our house, our daughter has an eMac in her room. An old eMac. It looks really cool and all, but it is locked down. She can do only certain things on there, and I think at her age, that's important. For our 15-year-old, it's open. He really can do. He has his own laptop, and he can do what he wants. We trust him, but you've gotten past that, teaching him what the what's appropriate and what's not. But I think it has to depend on what the rules are in the house, and for each family, it's different. We had that very same discussion when we talked to the high school and middle school parents. They asked me the similar questions. You know, what should the boundaries be? I said, well, you have to decide that for yourself. And I think that as parents, that's our responsibility. And if you feel that you need to pry into your son or daughter's IM logs or see their surfing habits, I think as a parent, that's our responsibility. I think not necessarily that we have the right to do that, but it's our responsibility to protect them, and that's important too. But there comes a point where you got to give them some room and trust them. So each family's going to have their own way of doing it.
It's really okay. Tough. I get people ask me that all the time, and some people really are spying on their kids.
Yeah.
Totally. And I have to hold back. I mean, I'm a parent, so I understand why you would want to, but I kind of have to hold back because I want to say, stop it,
yeah.
You know, because I think that backfires a lot of times. On the other hand, if your kid's really in trouble, sometimes that's the only way you can keep an eye on them and help them get out of trouble. So
sure.
I'm like you, I'm sympathetic for the range, but sometimes you hear parents are just, they're little dictators in their home.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm actually seeing the opposite side, is that they don't know what's going
or
they, on.
Or, that, yeah,
that's
right.
That's scary.
Or they have no idea, right.
I see
right.
some of the kids in our community and their Facebook page, and I think their parents can't know what they have up there.
Oh,
if they would
God.
See what's up there, they'd be very surprised.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, as parents, isn't it really our job to teach them where that line is? And, you know, that's part of it, and we have to be involved.
That's the key, I guess. You're right. And if you don't look at your kids' pages, well, you will never know what they do.
Exactly.
I wish I could get Henry off MySpace. Jeez, that thing is scary.
Didn't he hijack your MySpace?
He did. He started answering people. He got hacked, so I closed it. So now I can't see his. I have to actually get him to log in and show me because I can't.
Oh, no.
I don't have a MySpace account to do it.
Oh no.
He friended me though. I was honored. He friended me. Abby will never friend me. But he friended me.
Now, Megan, you're not doing any Facebook, MySpace stuff, are you?
No, I don't. No, I've never had either of those. I don't know.
You think it's a pathology, don't you?
Social networking is just not for me.
No.
But, you know, it doesn't mean it's okay, not okay for anyone else. And, you know, my excuse used to be none of my friends are on it, but that's becoming not true.
Yeah.
Everyone's on Facebook,
yeah.
So I can't even really use that excuse anymore.
No, you have no excuse.
But, yeah, I'm busy. Is that a good enough excuse?
No.
Yeah.
No. Busy?
That's
no.
Good
enough. No. Facebook kind of runs itself once you get it set up.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think it's interesting with families, too, is, you know, we've got a My Family account, I guess you'd call it, with the whole families on there. The best part about that, as I mentioned in my post, is when everybody's birthday is coming up. I am notorious for forgetting people's birthdays. So I get these email alerts of who in the family's having a birthday or anniversary or something. But it's also a place where each of us, we have an extended family. I have three sisters, and there's about 20 of us in the family. And
wow.
We're able to post pictures for,
yeah,
you know, our kids'
that.
Events and things. So yeah. That's a neat way to, that's kind of a social networking, I guess.
Yeah.
Might call it that.
That's a great way to use it. And you said you use Facebook for that, or do you use a group's account or something like
primarily
that?
Primarily for the family, it's myfamily.com that we've got set up with my side of the family. But on the Facebook side, we've got a few of my stepsisters, and of course now my dad is on there, and I think that's pretty cool. And all my nieces and nephews are on there, so we get to connect up in different ways.
Right.
As you know, there's so many different, you more than anyone knows that there's so many different things you can be doing, Twittering and Facebooking and all that kind of stuff. You got to pick and choose at some point, right? Or go with the
browser. Why pick or choose? Do them all. Like, that's what I do. I just sign up for everything.
Yeah, I just need 30 hours in a day. We'd be fine.
You know, well, I just do it while I'm talking to people. I'm Facebooking. I just added 20 friends on Facebook as we're speaking. You know, that's the thing. You're always, and my wife will say, "You're doing Facebook, aren't you? You're not. I'm talking. Hello." And she had. There's that sound. That yeah. sound when you're. There was a name for it.
The silence. Of...
Smurfing or something when you're snurfing. You're yeah. surfing while you're talking.
Oh right.
Bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
Oh yeah. My wife and I are the opposite. She's the Facebook junkie, and I'm the one that sits in the corner saying, "You gonna come over and watch the football game over here?"
I'm busy. I'm adding friends.
Well, you're just watching football. I mean, if you said, "Are you gonna come over here and talk about a relationship," that might be different.
Good point. Well, she would. We won't go there. She'd get me on that one, I'm sure.
So, Brian, you also said you had an Audible pick for us.
Oh, well, yes. We should do our Audible ad then, if Brian wants to do an Audible ad.
Well,
let me tell you a little bit about Audible first, and then Brian will pick a book. It was kind of a brainstorm when Audible came on. I said, well, we should do book picks every show. And it is now on my blog. It's the number one search is Twit Audible picks.
Oh.
People really, and partly because I don't have them all up there, so I'm going to have to start putting them all up there. Audible is a audiobook store. They're our sponsor, of course. One of our sponsors, audible.com. And if you go to audible.com/monkeys, you can sign up and get a credit toward a free book. And that's how we started picking books, because we said, well, what are you going to use that? What are you going to do with that credit? So we have had a lot of good recommendations. I have to say the number of books now on my Audible list is, but with 45,000 titles, and you can listen to them in your car. I listen on my computer. I have listened at the gym when you're commuting. You need a longer commute, Brian, so you can listen more.
Yes.
Clearly
true.
Half
flying,
an hour.
I can pick them up when I'm flying.
Yeah, there you go.
When I'm driving.
Yeah,
no,
half an hour is nothing. Nothing. No, but if you know, half an hour is a chapter, you'd be surprised how much reading you can do, even with just half an hour, or in your case, an hour a day. So what is your pick? What are you listening to these days, Brian?
Well, my favorite, and it's one that I've had for a while, but I keep going back to it. It's my favorite audiobook, is A Short History of Nearly Everything.
I love Dave Barry.
By Bill Bryson.
Oh, Bill Bryson.
Bill Bryson's version.
Oh, no, Dave Barry has one. Bill Bryson is fantastic.
Yeah, he wrote just a fantastic book. It's all about science and life and history, but it's for the person who didn't like science and history.
Yeah.
Not life necessarily. And the audiobook's the best part. I own the book as well as the audiobook, the unabridged version. Richard Matthews is this British chap who narrates it. There's a new one out, too. I just noticed when I went online.
There's abridged and unabridged, so you can get all 17 hours if you really want.
That's the best part. 17, almost 18 hours worth. And make sure you get the Richard Matthews one, though, because he's the best narrator out of the two. There's a William Robertson. I don't know who that is, and there's a new version that goes 19 hours, though. I still think Richard
he's a slower reader, because it's both unabridged. Let me play the Richard. Let me play a little bit of Richard so you can just hear what Richard sounds
to
like.
To be here now, alive in the 21st century, and smart enough to know it, he also had to be the beneficiary of an extraordinary string of biological good fortune. Survival on Earth.
You know what?
Is a surprise.
He has that nice kind of slightly snide sound.
Yeah,
that's what I like.
The smarter, I'm smarter than
I
you sound.
I know everything. Bill,
the writing's got that. It's got that humor to the writing. It's got dry humor that I like and enjoy.
I actually discovered him on Audible with I'm a Stranger Here Myself, which was his return to the U.S. after living in Britain for a long time. And I loved that book. And then he wrote the one where he goes down the Appalachian Trail. Is that A Walk in the Woods? I can't.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what.
That was incredible.
Now I have my books for my next
trip. Oh, you got to listen to them.
There you go.
They're, and both of them are on Audible. I mean, yeah, I don't think I've read a Bill Bryson book in paper. I've only listened to them, and they're just wonderful.
I read the book. The book's great, but listening to this gentleman read it
listen
is
to
really
it.
Fantastic.
So much better. Yeah. So much better.
And you say you refer to it with your children?
Yeah, we've had this discussion. You know, my kids will roll their eyes when I go into it, but it's really, there was a moment where we were talking about how big the universe was and, you know, could we reach to Pluto? I guess it was around the time that they were saying Pluto's no longer a planet or whatever.
Right.
And I said, you've got to listen to this because, you know, he talks about how even if you could go the speed of light, you couldn't get to the end of our solar system and explains it in such great detail. And of course, I turn it on and the kids listen to it. And
he's so great. That's really neat.
So yeah, there's a lot of neat stuff in there.
I do find that's a good way of getting kids interested in stuff is by playing it for them because, you know, you've got them trapped in the car. They don't really have no choice. Yeah, but often that's a great way for them to hear stuff.
They prefer it to talking to you.
Yeah. So that's a great pick. Thank you so much, Brian. Our pick again, Bill Bryson, A Short History of Nearly Everything. AUDIBLE.com, audible.com/monkeys. They have Nearly Everything. A great way to listen to the best books in the world and radio shows and netcasts and a whole lot more. AUDIBLE.com/monkeys. We thank them for their support of Jumping Monkeys. And thank you for the pick. That's wonderful.
No problem.
I don't think that's a. I think that's a first.
Oh yeah, it's a first.
Yeah, and that's an older book too. I think it's 2003. It might have come out.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I agree with you. It's a great book. I thought you were going to do the. Dave Barry has some funny stuff too.
Now that one I have to look up because I do like Dave Barry.
Yeah, he is so funny, and I think some of them he reads himself, and he's got a great voice too for it. So your site, we should say once again, is ptatechcorner.com.
Correct.
And can we mention that you work for Target X?
Yes, I'm the CEO and owner of Target X.
That's neat.
Yeah, it's my full-time gig.
That helps universities, a lot of them. What did you say, 1,500 universities?
450. I wish it was 1,500.
It'll be 1,500.
I might not be doing this.
After this show, 1,500 universities. Helps 450 universities market themselves and using these modern technologies too.
Yeah, yeah, we're setting up a lot of social networks. We're big fans of Ning, and we do develop our sites with Gina and the Ning team. And
I love Ning.
Whether it's blogs or helping them with email campaigns and websites and all that fun stuff.
So. Yeah, I've been meaning to. I have a Ning account, and I haven't really done anything with it, but it's just really a neat a site. Ning. It's a kind of you build your own social network.
Yeah,
maybe that's what I need to do. My own.
There you go. Well, for instance, if you did a blog on Ning. Then you could have really nice social network features on that as well, as opposed to kind of having a blog all by itself.
Right.
In fact, maybe, Brian, you should think of moving from WordPress to Ning.
It's not a bad idea, actually. I'm ripping apart one of the Ning blogs right now, one of the Ning networks. They're allowing me to get in there and mesh it into a site for one of our clients to really make it look like their site. It's just so their code is so open when they let you in there and,
that's nice.
And play around with it. And I'm not a programmer, so you know I'm making more mistakes probably than progress. But it's neat.
That's really neat. Well, it's great to talk to you, Brian. Congratulations on your success. I think
Thank
it's really
you
what you're
much.
Doing is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Well, same for you guys. This is always a treat to get your show. And Jumping Monkeys is one I really look forward to, and the interviews that you're doing are great, too.
We have fun, I have
yeah,
to say.
We do.
we didn't do it to become famous, but now we are.
No, because to ourselves.
To ourselves. We're a legend in our own minds.
Yes, you are. No.
Thanks so much for joining
us.
Yeah, thanks really
for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was nice of Brian to do the Audible ad for
us. Yeah, that was
great.
Yeah.
He's obviously a listener.
He is, yeah. I think he listens to many of your
That's nice.
Podcasts.
That's really neat.
Yeah, I think it's so great what he's doing. You know, there's no ads on the site or anything. He's just clearly doing it for his own, you know, just for the community.
I encourage geeks to do that, to give back.
Yeah.
And it's like I said, you know, sometimes they come in a big whirlwind and give computers and everything, and then leave and the teachers have to figure it out. So if you see, I didn't realize this is for parents more than teachers, but that would be a big help, is to go to a school and help with the technology in a school too. Yeah. They need that help too. Yeah. Not just parents.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm interested in how it's sort of going to evolve as parents get, you know, older, and parents who grew up on the internet
get older. You think they'll get wiser? I think kids, I think kids now are going to have a lead for the rest of, that's it. It's all
right.
It's over. They win.
Yeah.
It's tough for a parent.
Yeah.
Hey, before we go on, let me mention Kajit. This podcast brought to you by Kajit, the easy, affordable cell phone for kids. Full-featured phones and easy-to-use tools for managing budget and usage. You can tell the phone, oh, the kid can't use it during school hours. You can only use it for the hour after ballet or whatever. It's a cell phone service. It's right for kids, and right for parents, too. That's the most important part. Great reviews. I don't know if you've seen them in Time Magazine, CNET. I saw a good review on the Jumping Monkeys blog, I think. I believe I did.
Love that blog.
Yep. And pay as you go. Low pay as you go rates. No long-term contracts. You're going to like this. And these are real phones. That's the best part. Kids don't mind them. They say, wow, Dad, Mom, you gave me a real phone. They don't have to know that, you know, you're controlling what they do with it. KAJEET.com. Kajit. And go to Target, your local Target store, if you want to see the Kajit phones in action. Kajit, the easy, affordable cell phone for kids. We thank them for their support of Jumping Monkeys.
All right, I've got one more link for you.
The last. This is the last.
Mm-hmm.
The last link before Christmas.
Maybe the last link this year.
I don't think we're going to have a show next week.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be busy and I'm going to be gone.
You're going to be gone.
I'm going to be in Egypt.
Next week, yeah. We really have no.
So we're going to miss a couple of shows because we won't do a show.
On the
29th, and then we'll miss the following week.
Right, and then you'll be at Macworld.
Well, no, we're going to do a show at Macworld, and I want to invite everybody to come see Megan and me. We'll do Jumping Monkeys, I think, on Tuesday at Macworld.
Yeah.
The West Hall of Macworld Expo.
Is that for sure?
For sure.
I'm allowed in, even though
I use
a PC.
Oh, yeah, we got your pass. You can't bring a PC with you. You'll have to borrow my Mac.
I'm going to bring my PC.
Borrow your Mac.
I'm
going to
bring
Mac.
My PC. What's going to happen?
I don't know. Could be awful.
I'm going to bring Annabella maybe too. Should I bring her?
Oh, it'd be great. I don't know if they'll let kids on the show floor, but you can try.
What? What could happen? Are there tigers there? Drugs or something?
Traditionally, they don't like kids in these trade shows. I don't know why
I'm
going
to bring a PC and a kid.
No, bring her because she's a babe in arms.
She's not.
Well, put her in your arms. She'll be a
babe
in
arms. You know, this is your future. You don't want her here. She's going to use a PC otherwise. No, I don't know if they don't,
I'm sure you can bring Annabelle.
No, but, I've, you know, been looking around for people to talk to already. I already, been emailing with a woman who has a software called smileonmymac.com.
Love smileonmymac. I use all their stuff. They do text expander. They do great stuff.
Yeah. So she's going to be there and she might talk to us.
Cause
she is an aunt.
I've met her. She's great.
Really?
Yeah.
She has her website is myfavoriteaunt.com. I think it's really great.
She has a blog about being an aunt?
Yeah. I think it's called myfavoriteaunt.com.
Isn't that cute?
And I think her name is Jean, but I can't believe I didn't write it down.
You know, ants are very important.
They are.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Ants are very important.
Might be just favoriteaunt.com. But I'm, once again, unprepared for this.
No, well, you didn't know we would start this conversation, but we will definitely... do something at Macworld.
But if anyone is going to be there and has a kid-friendly product or website or, you know, then...
Get ready for the onslaught. Everybody does.
Megan@twit.tv. I want to hear it.
And we'll talk to everybody about... That would be... That's great. That whole show will be parenting software and parenting hardware and stuff.
Right.
That's great. I love that idea.
And
wish we could do it at CES. I'm not going to be back in time, unfortunately. So.
Oh.
Sorry. One last link.
Oh, yeah. CityCreator.com. This is interesting.
This
was sent to me by Christine. It's a fun and it's a free little site. It's great for kids. It was created by Denise Wilton and Cal Henderson. And you drag and drop roads and buildings and you create cities.
And they just kind of go together automatically.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
This is great. This is like SimCity, but you kind of more control over what you'd do anything you want.
And it's free. Yeah, it's... they use HTML and
CSS. Do kids like this kind of stuff?
Yes, they do.
They do.
Mine does.
Really?
Well, Annabella, the boys, they like banging on. They're still in the
they're alone.
I'm not bringing them.
Look at that. The road just kind of goes together. Look at that. Isn't that cool? I've now built, it looks like a half pipe.
And you can save them and you can join the site that's still free. Then you can post them on your site, I think, even. Wow. There's all kinds of different things you can do.
Then they've got buildings, roofs, people, vehicles. Oh, I can even put people in it. Oh, there's two people shaking hands because they're in love. Hey, this is, I think an adult would like this, actually. It's kind of cute.
You're liking it.
I'm really enjoying it. Look at that. I've built a little city. That's Leoville.
Oh,
I could make Leoville.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Leoville doesn't have any roads.
It's got a half pipe.
Because where we're going, we don't need roads.
We don't need no stinking roads.
All right. So now we're at the point in the show where we listen to what you have to say. So while Leo is still
I have one you want.
Busy. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I stopped building.
This is our Grand Central number.
Is 707-981-4602. When you call that, leave a message. You know, you'll have to pay for the call. It's a 707 call, long distance.
So but, make
you know,
it short.
Nowadays, everybody has free long distance, right?
Yeah.
Here's a call right now. How about this?
Hey, Leo and Megan. My name's Kim. I live in Portland, Oregon, and I'm a dad of a 4.5-year-old, and I've started listening to your show. I like it. One thing I would say is sometimes it feels like it's just for moms, and I'm sure you have a lot of male listeners, too, and I know you do acknowledge that. But sometimes it does feel a little mommy style for me, but I still enjoy the content and your guys' interaction.
You know, and that's a good point. That's why we had Brian on today, and we're trying to get as many guys on and dads on. We should get more dads on.
Yeah, more dads.
Right. Yeah, I try to represent the dad point of view, but Megan dominates totally.
I do. I just talk. But no, I should think more.
This isn't a mommy cast.
No, but we have had topics that are really just mom, you know, breastfeeding. And there are a lot of like mom social networking sites that we've talked about.
We'll do more dad stuff. I mean, really, it represents the preponderance of mom stuff on the web right now. There is dad stuff, but there's far more mom stuff on the web. So that's why you hear it. Anyway, we'll go on.
I was actually calling about the Negroponte one laptop per child thing, and I'd like to just point out that there are a lot of people in the United States that can't afford laptops. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't help people in other countries, but I think sometimes people forget about the real suffering that happens here. And I know a lot of people that are in their 20s and have never been able to afford a computer. And I never even got a computer until I was like 20 and could afford it on my own. And therefore, I was completely ignorant to computing. But I did learn it thanks to help from Leo. And I consider myself a geek now. But I'd just like to say that, you know, maybe one laptop per child could also extend to some of the areas where kids can't afford a laptop here or any type of computer here. And that can help bring them into the future. And also, I'd like to say that my interest in science and education and learning has gone up tenfold since I started computing. And I think that that could have the same effect on anyone. So I would say, yes, it's good for people abroad, but it's also good for people at home. And, you know, food and water, realistically, I don't know of any programs that actually make a difference there. And I'd love it if our country could help people out with food and water, but we're too busy bombing stuff and blowing things up, so I guess we have to make a difference where we can. Anyways, thanks a lot, and you guys keep it up.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. We have talked a little bit about food and water programs, like play pumps and so forth. You know, I think the one laptop per child people are sensitive to this. Their initial mission was for developing nations, but they do. If you go to laptopgiving.org, and I'm really glad we could actually mention this now because we're coming up on Christmas. I did the buy one, get one. Mine hasn't come yet. I think they take a while to come. They may not even come till next year. So you'd have to print a gift certificate. Obviously it's too late now for Christmas or Hanukkah, but you could get a gift certificate or whatever. And so when you do the buy one, give one, that does go to a child in a poor nation. I think Haiti and Rwanda are the two nations. But if you go to the page laptopgiving.org, there are other ways to donate, including give many. And this would be great to get together a group of people, raise money. If you give 100 or more, you can choose the organization. So it could be anywhere, including in the U.S., you know, a school in the U.S. This would be a great gift for a school that didn't have the resources to get computers for their kids. So you can find out more about that at laptopgiving.org. I think it's a great, great thing to do. My opinion has turned around. I remember I was a little skeptical talking about the need for food and water and medicine first, but I think there are many organizations doing that, and I am turned around a little bit on the idea that this could also give a kid a hand out of not just poverty. I mean, Peru bought a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I think you said that. Was it
Alabama?
Yeah,
I think it was Alabama has signed a letter of intent to buy like 15,000 or 150,000. I'm not sure.
I would love to see that. In the States, I think a lot of schools don't buy it because they, oh, no, we want to buy Windows machines because the kids will be using Windows. No, I think this is a really good choice for anybody, including a U.S. school. So,
yeah, I'll find that article that I have and put it up on jumpingmonkeys.com.
Yeah, no, the mayor of Birmingham, Larry Langford, declared that they're going to buy 150,000 now. That's about 3 million. And the question is, are they going to be able to get the money together? And they say they need to do it from private sector donations as well as some city donations.
So they've promised to do it if they get the money.
They have to. Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of a...
But that's local,
pledge.
And that, you know,
it's a
that's
great goal.
Yeah,
it's a great goal, and I can't wait to get my my OLPC, one of the two that I bought. One's going to a poor kid, but I can't wait to see it.
Yeah,
and I'll talk about it, of course,
yeah,
on the show.
Definitely. I have one more email.
Yes.
This is from Rick in Tama, Iowa. He says, something you may want to explore is the role that grandparents play in today's childcare.
Of course. You know that better than anyone.
I do. Yes. My parents help a lot. And they also listen to this podcast, which also helps.
Just listening. Tell a grandparent, listen.
Yeah. Now, with most households needing to have two incomes and childcare so expensive, grandparents can play a big role. Rick says, I am self-employed and work out of my home. This gives me some flexibility in scheduling. My daughter and her husband work hours overlap in the morning from time to time. And so grandpa gets to get the kids.
Yay.
And he gets them up, feeds them breakfast, and gets them to school.
Oh, grandpa.
He says, my wife and I also watch the kids from time to time on weekends. Something you may want to investigate. I know, it's great. I mean, yeah, my parents are fantastic. I don't know what I would do without them here. It's so great. And the kids love them. And
if you can have your parents around raising while you're raising kids, that's the best way to do it. Mm-hmm. The more family, the better. The more extended family around, the better. I think that's so great.
Yep.
And I'm sad because my parents are too far away to help, but really weren't around much when the kids were little, but that's the best way.
Well, you just have to move wherever Abby and Henry move if they go anywhere.
We're going to follow them. Yeah,
yeah, that's what my parents did.
No, they'll have to ask us. Abby and Henry, as of right now, want to stay in Petaluma, which would make me very happy, but we'll see.
Right.
We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, that wraps it up for this episode of Jumping Monkeys. Merry Christmas.
Yes. Happy holidays, whatever holiday you celebrate or don't celebrate or whatever.
Celebrate the winter solstice.
Happy New Year, too.
Oh, yeah. We won't be here for New Year's, so I'll be in a Bedouin tent.
I will be in Bozeman, Montana.
Very similar, actually.
Yes.
It's not much difference to that. There's fewer belly dancers in Bozeman, but in every other way, it's exactly the same.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear about your trip.
It'll be interesting. Well, I'll be back January 6th.
Okay.
And Jumping Monkeys will be back probably, I expect, January 10th. We'll have a show, and then we'll be at Macworld Expo the following week. So,
live.
Yeah, so we're gonna have some fun. We thank you so much for your support this year. We thank Kajit and Audible because they've been great sponsors. And tell your friends. We love doing this, and I hope you enjoy listening. And if you do, spread the word. Happy holidays to you all.
Bye.